Good morning. Hilchos Trefos. We are in Lamed Zayin. We are doing Seif Vav. Okay. Seif Vav. Abua Shenimtza Bo Nekev. All right, so where we left off was, we're talking about these little bubbles, swellings that are found on top of the lung, and now you find a hole in there. It got punctured. Okay? Hecha delo mashmasha yada de tavcha ve'eni yodea im nikev mechayim o li'achar nisa shrefa. So, if you don't know when it popped, before or after, then it died, then you have to assume the worst, right? Because originally the animal is becheskas iser until you know it's becheskas kashrus. So therefore, if you don't know when the hole happened, maybe it happened when it was alive, before the shechita, and if it's a hole, so we know a nekiv through a rea, even if it's through the this bubble. I mean, the bubble is basically the top layer, the outer layer of the lung. So therefore, it's a trefa. And since we don't know, it has a din of a trefa, which really, right, is suffix trefa. However, we just said, that's if you know that he wasn't playing around with his hands in that area. But if the shochet was playing with his, was rubbing his hands in that area, then you could be tole that he popped it when he was playing with his hands after it was shechted. Okay, zayin. Bua or sircha. So a bubble or a this adhesion. Okay. Sircha is not a scratch. It's this adhesion, it's kind of like a, feels similar to a membrane or a thick membrane. Not quite like a ligament, it's scar tissue. It could be scar tissue. Assume that's what it usually is. Shenimtzu bikane halev o bekol makom chutz mehareya. So up until now, we've been learning about the lungs. So the Shulchan Aruch just points out that the only time a bua or a sircha makes it a trefa, it's only if it's on the lung. If you find it on an artery or anywhere else in the animal, it doesn't turn it into a trefa. Okay, a hole might. So we're going to see later on. So this is a case. So by anywhere else outside the reyas, the Shulchan Aruch writes it's a kshera. So that's a good general rule, but we'll leave it as a general rule and perhaps a little bit of a tzarich iyun or. We have to see. We're going to learn later on about holes in other places and different organs. And it's brought down in numerous places, such as the Be'er Heitev. The Pri Chadash says that it depends. If there is a sircha in a place where a nekev makes it a trefa on a different organ, he argues and says, no, it does turn it into a trefa. So that's just a caveat. The Shach points out that we said, this really went on to Vav, when you have a hole, you can't compare it. If there's another bubble on a different area of the lung, you can't pop it and then make a comparison. So he says it even mi'ikar adin. You can't compare popping one bubble to another bubble because it's not normal. And all these bubbles or cysts, swellings, everyone has its own identity, has its own different nature or what caused it. And therefore, the way one pops will not affect how the other one pops. And also, besides that, we never do comparisons. In general, we're not bikin to do many bedikas. And we never do any, for most bedikas, and we don't do any kind of makifin. We don't compare one item. Comparing when you're not sure, so then you go to a different area on the same lung, the same animal, and try and make the same comparison. That we never do. Okay. The sircha is on the lung. So that's what we are going to be learning. I think that's in Lamed Tet. We're going to be learning more about that when we go on. Okay. I think we're going to start Lamed Chet. Yeah, I just want to share one thing, a bit out of order, but on the case, we recently had the case of tzamka. That's when you open up the lung, the animal, and you see that, let's say, one of the lobes or perhaps part of a lobe, but certainly one of the lobes they're shrunken, right? Something happened to it. So I asked Rav Ben David about it, and he says, yes, sometimes he's seen it. Okay, it's not so common, but it does happen. And he says, it does make sense that there's a difference if the animal gets scared by a person or a natural phenomena. Because a natural phenomena, an animal in its lifetime, it's normal for it to see certain scary situations. But it's normal for it, and it normally will heal. So it's not a permanent deformity. Even if the pachad made it smaller, then it's not necessarily going to be permanent. But something that it sees that's not normal from a human being, again, obviously if it grows next to human beings, theoretically maybe it changes, but basically when it sees a pachad from a human being, that's not something that's known, it's normally seen, and it's extremely scary, and that could have a permanent effect. So that's what he explained. And so normally we don't allow one behemoth to see another behemoth being shechted. Partially because of this. Again, only if it would be a tzamcha, it's an issue. But anyways, just normally, keep things simple, we never allow one animal to watch the other animal being shechted. I'm not sure, maybe also issues of Tzar Bali Chaim. When it's possible. But anyways, but he says, even b'dievet, it's not a problem. Even if one animal is able to see, it's not a problem. He points out that it's the Rashba who says, even this whole din of tzamka, it takes, let's say, I don't know exactly, but let's say it takes a full day for it to happen. It's not like immediately when it sees it, it's going to happen. So as long as you shech the second animal, the second cow sees the other one, so as long as you shech within a day, you don't even have to worry. If it was tzamka, you're going to assume it wasn't from this person, because it takes at least a day for it to happen. It doesn't all of a sudden just poof. Okay. Let's go to Siman Lamed Chet. Siman Lamed Chet. Acharkach. Dini Maros Hareya. So here we're going to be learning about colors of the Reya. Aleph. Siv Aleph. Reya shenim tzaba afilu kol shehu shachor kidiyo. So now we're talking about the flesh itself of the lung, and if you find any part of it, right? There's an opinion that says among the Rishonim that it may be, you can see in the Bir Agra, but maybe it has to be rov. The halacha is clear; it has to just be kol shehu. Okay. So any area on the lung, and you see shachor kidiyo, it's black, like black ink. Or it looks like muscle. This doesn't mean basar hareya, as we're talking about the basar hareya. This is, it's a little bit unusual, but we're still in the section of reya, but here it means, right, like the muscle on the arm or anywhere else. Oshahu yarok, which is yellow. There's two types of yarok. Yarok in Chazal could either be yellow or it could be green. So here it's yellow. And Amarillo or Amarillo, Bilaz, Bilash and Ashkenaz Koreim Gel, Ben Shehu Kimara Chelmon Beitza, Ben Shehu Kimara. Okay, so either it can even look like the yellow of an egg, whether it's raw, hard-boiled, or however you want to, over easy, however you like cooking your eggs, Ben Shehu Kimara Karkom, or if it looks like the yellow of perhaps saffron or turmeric, Ben Shehu Kimara Kishuta, or like the yellow of hops, Trefa. Okay, so if the animal looks yellow, the lung looks yellow, so then it'll be a trefa. V'chen imhu kemara habikat, or if it looks like a piece of wood. Dehainu shehu levena, levana, right? Levana kebikat asura. Or if it's white, like a light piece of wood. Okay, the inside of the wood is generally on the light side. Asura, if it has that appearance, it is asur. V'yesh mi she'omer dahainu ke'ein chariyat shel dekel. And one says, also compares it to the branches of a lulav when it's dry, not when it's green, when it's dry out, so it's, again, that whitish color. Haga, v'yesh ormim da'afim hi kilovan beitza trefa. And here, so the Ramah says, even if it's like the white part of the egg. So this is cooked. Here, the poskim, and you can look on the shach, it means cooked, because we're talking about white. Not clear. If it'd be clear, that wouldn't be a problem. So not every yeshomrim is to be a machlokas, but you can ask. But that's, we see that all the time in Shulchan Aruch. Yeshomrim sometimes is to be mafarish, sometimes it means to add. It's not always a machlokas. And different rishonim gave different explanations. V'hachi nahug, and that is that's the custom. Now, there is just a fun roshei tevos, if it helps you to remember, I'm not sure. Bebish, bet, yud, shin, for the different colors. Bet is for basar, muscle, bikat is for the color of wood, yarok is for yellow, and shachor is for black. Or the shin, okay, whatever. Bet, let's do the si'if bet. Kol elu hamaros einam poslot. Now none of these colors make it a psul. Ad shenovchin ota, until you blow it up. Umamares ba biyado, and you feel it or beat it or massage it with your hand. Palpate. Okay, but you could be more aggressive than palpate, but that's also correct. Im nishtanet lamare, if it changes its color, hamutter, to a mutter color, then muteret, then it's mutter. Im amda be'ena asura, and if it stays that color, then it's asur. Right, so we learned again and again that generally the halacha is nikba based on when it's inflated. So you look at it. Again, you don't necessarily have to look at it. We're going to touch upon this in Lama Tet. But anyways, when you see it, obviously if the color is normal, then you can move on. The color is normal. If the color is a psul color and you see it, so then it's before you deem it for sure a trefa, play with it, inflate it, hit, massage it, palpate it, whatever you want, and do what you need to do to make it the color change back to normal, if you can. But if it doesn't get to normal, so then it's a trefa. Okay. I think we go to Gimel. Yeah, okay, let's go to Gimel. Yesh mi she'omer she'ein maras alalu poslos ela kesheshinoi be'or machmato. So the halacha is, it's only if the color of the lung itself, here or means the lung itself, the meat of the lung, changes color. V'lo machmat mugla shebetocho. But if you have these colors, pus or whatever these colors in the lung, it's not a problem. Haga. V'chein yimba ashinim mar mikoach se'ar shachor adam nitzron hamunach bereya kasher. Or somehow it got in to the lung. Maybe it inhaled it, whatever it is. You have some kind of black hair or some kind of a blood clot, and it's in the lung, and then so it shows through a little bit, and it changes the color. That's not going to be a problem. It has to be because of the flesh itself, not something external. Okay, dalet. Im ena shchora kedio. It's not black like dio. Ela kemara hakechol, but it's the color blue. Shchor and chazal could also be black, or it could be blue. So here, you can. So we had the shchor kedio. Now we're having shchor kechol. It's a blue color. Shekorim b'lashon Ashkenaz blue, or v'domel or akia, it's similar to the sky. Oh, yeruka kekarti, or it's green. So now yerok is green. Oh, shikamara kaved, or it's the same color of the liver. Oh, kemara tchol, or the spleen. Oh, shehu, perhaps a little purple. Oh, shehu aduma, or it's really red. Afilu b'tachli ta'odem, like really red, right? Not normal for a lung. Kshera. It's still going to be a kshera. Afilihi kula kach. Even though the entire lung has this one of these colors, right? Never seen it before, but still it'll be a kshera. Hagav. V'yesh omrin. Im yesh maka bedofen neged hareya aduma trefa. Now it depends. If you do see red on the outside of the lung, and where that red is, you see that, let's say there's a broken rib. So then you have to be worried that maybe the bone, right, cracked, and now that you have a sharp piece of bone, it punctured the lung, and that's what caused the red. So because you're afraid that there was a hole, that becomes a treifa. V'tzarich livdok achar zeh v'hachi nahug. And so for this you have to check, and I think that means if there's a maka, because now you have a reyusa, now you have something to show that maybe there's a problem. So if you shach an animal that's got a maka on the rib cage or whatever near the lung, then you need to check to make sure that there's no problem with the lung or whatever halachos of treifos are applied to it. V'hachi nahug, and that is the custom. Okay. V'chein im yesh b'har be'gvanim me'elu hamaros haksheros kshera. Let's say you have, won't exactly be the rainbow, but let's say you have lots of different colors on one lung, all the kosher colors. Even though the lung is made up of all different colors, it's still going to be a kshera, as long as all the colors are kosher colors. Okay? Hey, yesh ba klipot kamo netek. If it starts to, I guess I would say peel, or look scaly. So then, vihi shlema, but there's no hole. The outer membrane, it starts to look flaky or something along those lines, but there's no hole yet. Right? So, and the air can't pass through. So then, it's shlema, it's kshera. So then, it's still going to be kasha. Right, so that's muscle. Muscle, it does not look red. It does not look like a lung. It's more of a brownish red, more of a brick color. Okay. Siman lametet. Okay, so this is a big siman. We'll do aleph today. Din bedika sereya. So now we want to do we want to check the reya. All right, how do we check? Or what needs to be checked? Okay, so let's see. Let's do aleph. Seif aleph. Ein sarik livdok achar shum trefos minastam. Normally, if there's no reusa, there's no problem, everything looks normal. So there's no halacha, even lechatchila, there's no halacha whatsoever to check a behema. Let's finish. Chutz min areya, except for the lung, shetzarich livdok bebehema v'chaya, that you must check only a behema v'chaya, not a chicken, not a bird, im yesh ba sircha, to see if there's an adhesion. So the only thing that there's a din, we'll call it for right now a din derabanan, that you have to check, is for a sircha of the lung. There's no other part of the animal, or there's nothing in the chicken that one needs to check. Mekol haparetz geder le'achol b'lo b'dika yishachenu nachash. And anyone who's parets geder from the din derabanan or the minag chazal is and eats from it without doing b'dikas of the reya for a sircha, then a snake should bite him. Okay. And I think it means a venomous one. Okay. Let's just a little bit. So from the Gemara in Chulin, it's in Yir Aleph and Yir Bet. So there we see that Yir Somchin al Harov. And all rov of all behemas and chayas and ofos are ksherot. So therefore, midaraisa, one is allowed to be somech 100% without doing any bedika, even the reya, even for the sircha. That's clear from the Gemara. And Rashi says it's either halacha l'moshe misinai, this is in the beginning of Yudbet, or it's because of achrei rabim lahatos. That's okay. And Aruch HaShulchan and others point out, it's only when it's b'de'efshar, easily. The only time midarabanan you might have to check is if it's, and we see that there are times when any the general rule we always see, when any time, even though you have a rove, but it's easy to check, so one is mechuyev to check. And he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the only thing that's really easy to check is to do a bedikat pnim, is when you, is the lung, you just check with your hand, and it doesn't take long at all, really easy, and that's the only thing you need to do. Okay. And on things that you cannot check, then certainly you don't need to. That's the kuyama. You know, that's the sugya in the Gemara. If you have to check or not check for little things or for things that are matzoi, not matzoi, in front of you and not in front of you. And so the Rashba and the Ran and others point out that's clearly a din derabanan, And that's how we treat it. The Shach brings it as a Din Derabanan. Just an interesting note, the Rambam writes that we don't have to really check anything, but the Minag HaPashut BeYisrael is that we have to just check for the Reya. So, it depends how you understand the Rambam. It's very possible, I don't know, perhaps the Kesef Mishnah also says that the he means Midarabanan, you have to, and the Minag just means that this is how it needs to be done. But those are his words. I'll just point out, the Shach points out, again, you can learn it how you like, but the Shach point, or whatever, needs a little understanding. He writes, and not only the Reya, but also Sha'ar Trefos that are common. Other Trefos that are common you have to check, and the Aruch HaShulchan just clearly writes, the only thing we see from Al Chazal or from all the poskim is only the Sircha, and there's nothing else that needs to be checked. On the Reya. Only the Sircha and only on the Reya. Exactly. And again, here, what's the issue of a Sircha? So, the Radbaz on the Rambam, Rashi, we pointed out, and Rov Rishonim seem to say that because a Sircha means there was a hole. It's Tosfos who says that we're afraid that if you have a Sircha, that means a hole is going to probably happen soon enough to turn it into a Trefa. Okay? Rav Yarkoni pointed out, my brother-in-law, that we check that every animal, we're going to see this in a minute, I already started, they blow it up. Right? According to the din of the Gemara and Minag Yisrael, originally you never had to blow up every lung. You just do a bedikas panim, and that's it. You don't blow them all up, but nowadays they blow up every lung just to check that everything looks normal. And he pointed out that 95% of them, approximately, just as a total general rule, you're going to find some kind of a sircha. And so then, again, it could be a really nothing sircha, and it could still be glot, depending on how you define what glot is. But that is, since 95% are going to have some kind of sircha, we're going to see with the Ramah that it could be, you have to blow it up. Because that's already enough of a reya so that it needs to be blown up. Kav HaChaim points out, once you have a reya, there's anything that looks suspicious, now you have to do a bedika de'araisa. Because it's only if everything looks normal that we say mid'araisa, you don't have to do anything. Okay, let's finish the Rama. Haga, v'nagu gam ken linfoach kol reya afyo leit b'rei usa. So the Rama says, we have to do a neficha on everything, even if there's no reyus, which perhaps is only 5% of our animals, it depends. Ubiktas mekomos, mekilin shelo lenafcha, in some places they're just the minhag because they don't bother blowing it up. Rak im haita ba sircha uveret aide mishmush, unless there's just at least some kind of a sircha, then they all do. Vechen ikar, and that's the ikar halacha. And just one last thing, the Kaf HaChaim asks, how come we don't say a bracha on bedikas hareya? So this ties a little bit with what we just said, but he gives, he lists four quick reasons I'll just point out. One is because it's already 100% kasher without doing bedika. Once you do have to check that you got rov simanim, right? The kana and the veshet. Sorry for doing that. You still have to check. So therefore, once you check that the two simanim are done, you got rid of the cheskas iser. Now it's becheskas kasher midaraisa, and now the checking is only Gzera, Chumr, Darabanan, whatever you want to call it. Din Darabanan. Fine. Another answer is because maybe it's going to come out to be a trefa, but he doesn't really like that answer because the bracha is on checking, not that you're not going to find it. Third one he gives is because you already said the bracha on shechita, so that's included. And the fourth one he gives because this is not a mitzvah Darabanan. It might be a Gzera Darabanan to avoid being over, but eating trefa. But there's no special mitzvah derabanan, so it does not warrant any kind of a bracha. All right.